Chapter 50. Ahab's Boat and Crew. Fedallah.
"Who would have thought it, Flask?" cried Stubb. "If I had but one leg, you would not catch me in a boat, unless maybe to stop the plug-hole with my timber toe. Ha! He's a wonderful old man."
"I don't think it's so strange, after all, on that account," said Flask. "If his leg were off at the hip, now, it would be a different thing. That would disable him. But he has one knee, and a good part of the other left, you know."
"I don't know that, my little man. I never yet saw him kneel."
Among whale-wise people it has often been argued whether, considering the paramount importance of his life to the success of the voyage, it is right for a whaling captain to jeopardize that life in the active perils of the chase. So Tamerlane's soldiers often argued with tears in their eyes whether that invaluable life of his ought to be carried into the thickest of the fight. But with Ahab the question assumed a modified aspect. Considering that with two legs man is but a hobbling wight in all times of danger, considering that the pursuit of whales is always under great and extraordinary difficulties, that every individual moment indeed then comprises a peril, under these circumstances is it wise for any maimed man to enter a whaleboat in the hunt? As a general thing, the joint owners of the Pequod must plainly have thought not.